Hello, my name is Eric, and today I want to share a part of my life with you. This part I'm going to share is about my picture in the newspaper, how I got my picture in the front page of the lifestyle section of the New York Daily News. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. The year was 1986. I bought my first computer, a PC. I got it from Radio Shack, and it was a Tandy. Tandy was the brand of Radio Shack. For you kids out there who too young to know, Radio Shack was like Best Buy, and they were selling a lot of electronics. It was an electronics store, and they had made their own brand PC called Tandy. That was my first PC, my first experience having a computer, 1986. Then I was told by a friend, I worked on Wall Street, and I was told by a friend who worked with me about getting a printer to go with the computer. It was what they call a dot matrix printer. Reason why they call it dot matrix, because the pictures came out in dots, thousands of dots. Check that out on Google. Dot matrix printer. Then I got this idea, I like to write. And at the time, I was writing a lot of poetry. What gave me this idea? Hallmark. Hallmark was selling Christmas cards. And I was thinking about starting a business making personal Christmas cards or personal cards, any kind. I did it for a couple of people at work. I would come up, I would ask them who they want the card for and what was the qualities of whoever it is they want the card for. Then I'll go home and I sit and I figure out a poem for that person. Then I made the card on my dot matrix. That's one of the features of the dot matrix. You can make card, postcards, greeting cards. So I would make a greeting card, whatever design on the front and back, and inside would be my poem. I think I sold it kind of cheap, maybe $2, $3. Basically, whoever wants to give me money for it. So another friend says to me, "Why don't you advertise and get customers?" And I thought about it. So I went to the Daily News to see how much it costs to put in advertising. I wanted a small, and Daily News had a lot of small advertising. They had a section called personal ads for you heard about personal ads. And usually in those personal ads, they had these small advertising, and I was thinking about putting it in there, being that it is for greeting cards, and I was writing love poems. So I went to the advertising department and the Daily News, and the guy ran it down how much it costs, and I said, "Oh, I can't, do that, that's too much money." But what I told him, I had a flyer. I made a flyer of my new business, of me pushing my poetry and these greeting cards. He saw the flyer. He was impressed by the flyer. And he said, "You know what? I'm going to take a picture of this flyer and put that in, use that as the advertising." And he gave me a good price, obviously a price that I can afford. And I said, "Okay." So that was that. The ad didn't last long. I think it lasts I think I put it in for 2 or 3 days, whatever it costs. And I got a phone call from a reporter from the Daily News. He saw my flyer and he said, "You know, I like your flyer and I like the idea. And you work on Wall Street, I hear." I said, "Yes, I would like to do an article on you." And I said, "Fine." And I figured if you do an article on me, my business should really take off. So I met him down at the American Stock Exchange, in front of the American Stock Exchange. And he took a picture of me, and I gave him pretty much the story of how I got it started, pretty much what I just told you guys. And that's how I got my picture, because he wrote the story, and then he contacted me before the story came out. He said, "Well, you're going to be on the lifestyle section. You're going to be on the front page of the lifestyle section." I was shocked. I said, "Why?" And I showed a lot of people down on the trading floor, and I got business, you know. Now, the moral to this story, this is the moral to the story of what happened. That happened. Then I wanted to go and advertise some more. And, you know, you keep the advertising up to get more customers. I couldn't do it that way anymore. The guy who put that flyer I made in the newspaper, I don't know if he was fired, but he wasn't at that department anymore. The new guy said to me that I couldn't do that, that it wasn't supposed to be in there anyway. I had to follow the guidelines of what the newspaper want ads to be. Well, one of the reasons why the guy put put my fly in, because I couldn't afford the guidelines. So that was that. And I told the guy, "I can't afford the guidelines." He said, "Well, we can't put this flyer in." To tell you the truth, what happened was I wanted a small ad, but being that he put the flyer in that was quite large, I think the paper had lost money, because they charge you by the size of the ad, and they charge you by the words. The guy who put that in the newspaper took it as a picture, and that's how he charged me, as a picture, not as an ad. You know, the size of the ad and all like this. So that's what happened in that episode. Now, the next part is, you said, "Well, what happened to the business?" Well, the business got kind of rough. I think I've had letters, people had put out, I had got a post office box. And yeah, I got mail and post office. I think I got more mail from poets who wanted to write poems for me for the business, which I didn't need, because they wanted to know how much it costs. How much it costs if I work for you to write these poems? And I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, what little business I had, I wrote the poems, and then I had to stop doing it. When you work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, the only time I got to write poems was on the weekends. And it's very difficult to think of 10, 20 poems, and you're tired from working 5 days a week. So that's what happened to that business. That was my claim to fame in New York City in the Daily News. I wanted to say my very first claim to fame, because I was on Channel 13 when I was in high school, and that was my very first claim to fame. They came to videotape a French class that they was going to put on Channel 13, was a public access, and for some reason, I'm not sure of all the details. All I know, they wanted to videotape us doing our French class, and of course, the French teacher would ask everybody questions and talk to everybody in French, and that was my very first claim to fame to any kind of media attention. To be honest with you, I know they showed it on PBS, Public Television Access, but they never came back, and we never did another another class. I think they did more than one. I think they went to schools in New York City videotaping language classes, and they put it on PBS. So anyway, I know you might say, well, that's kind of boring. That's kind of lame. Well, that's how I got my very first fame to claim. My picture on the front page of the lifestyle section in the New York Daily News. This is Eric, and thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.